Hello.
Uh-huh.
Put Mr. Shriver on.
Right. Mr. Shriver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes?
Sergeant Shriver on 9-1.
Yes, sir.
Bob Jones of Alabama just called me. And he said that he'd been in the Congress for 20 years and he'd been voting his conscience all that time. And by God, he was going to vote at this time. That he'd been wrestling with this bill, that he apologized forever, making us think that there was any doubt about the way he would vote. That even if he got licked down there in Alabama for voting for this bill, he was going to go the whole hog with us.
Yeah, he called me and told me that. I thought it was wonderful.
It was terrific, wasn't it?
He got lots of guts, hadn't he?
Oh, Jesus, I think, you know, the way they're blasting those poor bastards, it really takes a lot of courage to do that. I think I was really moved by it. I didn't know.
I wish that you had some contact with the Post and the Star where they would call Halleck and say, we understand you've been beat by 30 votes, but you're just going to try to filibuster it and keep it on to keep the poor people from having the bill passed. I wish they'd start interviewing him like they do some of these folks around here on other things.
Right now, you
Yes, sir. Right now, that'd make them give down their milk.
Yeah.
If you got any friends over here, you ought to ask them. They won't call him.
Oh, we'll do it right away.
Get him to get them. Post and Star, they both run good editorial. Tell him you got 225 to 197. You got him beat 28 votes. Now he wants to make him go over till Saturday and Sunday and trying to delay it more. He delayed it all he could in the committee. He delayed it in the Rules Committee. Yet when we wanted him to stay here for a week ahead of time, go out to San Francisco, he just yelled his head off and said it wasn't fair. But now he won't let a vote on it. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.